Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We should do the show outside. We need to get some sort of veranda built or some sort of...
A balcony?
Yeah, so we could just sit outside. You know, someplace quiet, a park.
Give me some birds chirping in the background, some good show sound.
Which birds? Yeah. How many bird calls do you know?
Oh, no, I'm going to be bad at this.
None.
Okay. A seagull.
Ah!
I could definitely spot a seagull.
All right, what an answer.
You know, like the easy ones. A crow, maybe.
Okay.
That's easy.
We've established that you know those calls.
Yeah, the big birds.
You're listening to on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Beautifully done there, Josh. Three little birds. I mean, come on. Look at this guy. He's ready for schedule Wednesday.
Yeah.
It will not be nonstop schedule talk. We'll, of course, stop for bird calls.
Yeah, that's the only thing we'll stop for.
Right. I just did a very stupid thing. Maybe. It's really dumb.
Uh-oh. What's that?
How many teams played on Monday Night Football last year?
20?
27.
So almost all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked that up because I got a lot of response to my, hey, let's get the Bills on Monday night in Carolina.
Yeah.
So we can all go play golf for a weekend. You know, not that I'm actually going to make that happen, but I'm going to try. Couple of people wrote, Carolina's not going to get a Monday night game. And the answer is, I think they might. They might not host the Bills.
Did you look to see if they had one last year?
They didn't.
Carolina did not.
They're one of the five teams that didn't.
Okay.
But
going into the year, though, they were kind of a joke.
That's right. And they had a really strong finish. And, you know, whatever. It's honing in on one very specific idea, but... I don't know what I expected the number to be, but 27 different teams played on Monday Night Football last year. I counted it up. I don't think I've got any duplicates in here. So, yeah, most teams get a Monday Night appearance.
But one of them were not the Carolina Panthers.
That's right.
That's appearance. That's not hosting.
No, that's right. Appearance.
Okay.
Carolina missing. New England is missing.
Did you look at Carolina?
Washington is. No, they're there.
Did you look at Carolina and see whether or not they hosted any primetime game at all?
Ooh, you got to have me get the Thursday night schedule for 2024, rather.
I might actually be able to pull that up. The Panthers last year.
This is so specific at 6 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm sorry for.
Well, are they a joke?
No.
They're not a joke like they would have been a year ago. They still would have been a joke a year ago, right?
Or no,
did that really get going once the season started?
Bryce Young became legit. He got a lot better. And it was the second half of the season. So
yeah,
that's a game on the Bills' calendar. But his game log as a rookie quarterback, it was worst trade ever. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, could it be just a good couple of weeks? It could. But his performances got better. And
yeah,
down the stretch, you know, here's the last 3 weeks of the season, he had two touchdowns, three touchdowns, and no picks. And
yeah,
there's just multiple games down the stretch here where he's thrown for 298, and, you know, like, it's just a little bit there.
Yeah. The Panthers, by the way, had no night games last year at all.
Okay.
They played a London game, or maybe it was in Germany, but 9:30 a.m. They have not played a night game since November 9th of 2023. They have not hosted a night game since week 2 of 2023, which was a Monday night game.
Yeah.
In the division. So it's been a minute for them. So I like that idea too, but I don't know how confident I would be because they're not really... I don't think they're much more of a draw than they would have been last year. There might be a little bit of a, hey, prove it to us before we're willing on anything.
27.
Yeah.
On Monday Night Football.
But if you're picking five teams okay. right now, pick five teams you wouldn't put on Monday Night.
Deal. Okay. All right, hold on. The Titans.
Okay. I mean, I might not have listed them because you at least got the number one overall pick. At quarterback,
all right.
And there should be a little curiosity there, but all right, I'm open to them being one of the five, if there were five. The Browns?
Part of this is tough because of market size, which Carolina's huge, of course. Like, it's a big one. I wouldn't say, you wouldn't want to say the Giants, would you? But you might. The Saints is
the
a
Saints.
Definite. The Saints, Saints is definite. The That's answer one. Is there really aren't many that I wouldn't put on because
Saints.
Of market size.
Saints, Browns, I'll give you the Titans. What about the, right, you wouldn't pick the Jets.
You wouldn't pick the Giants because they get the benefit of the doubt. The Raiders.
Uh-huh. I think you're getting to Carolina. I think pretty, I'm getting to Carolina.
Put it on the bet board.
Carolina what?
Just hosts a primetime game.
Okay, I will bet that. Okay. Oh, we got to put something else up there that I forgot to put up there the other day.
Did you go into work today thinking you would bet $5 on the Carolina Panthers hosting a playoff or a primetime game? Because I did not, and here I am, $5 in.
You're betting the Panthers host a primetime game.
Well, if we can't bet on the schedule release, what else is there? Can I get odds on FanDuel for this? Yeah, they're going to host a primetime game.
Okay, I mean, they haven't in 2 years.
you remember how bad the Bills used to be, and we would get Thursday nights?
The Bills... How often was that, though? Was that every 4 years they hosted a primetime game?
Oh, no.
How long did they go?
In the new era of... And we ditched, by the way, that everybody gets one. But
yeah,
the Panthers last year finished 5-12, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They're getting one. Dave Canales has turned it around.
They also went a very long time without...
The Bills?
No, the Panthers. They had like a weird streak. Where didn't they not lead in a game for like 12 weeks? It was like the second half of 23 and the first half of last year.
Tet McMillan is a big draw. America wants to watch him catch passes from Bryce Young.
Sure, I guess.
And everybody knows another player on the Panthers, like J.C. Horn.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there's...
I mean, it could just be a Sean McDermott revenge game.
Bingo.
Going back to Carolina for, well, I guess it wouldn't be his first time because he was the coach when we talked about this game yesterday. Tyrod at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Sal says, there are anchor teams. The Bills are an anchor team. So you could dream about playing anybody in primetime. Are the Jets worthy of primetime? No. They'll probably get there. But last year, the Bills played the Dolphins in a spot like that. They played the Titans in primetime 2 years ago, and the Titans did not deserve that. They beat them, 41-10? Mm-hmm. So, you never know. Anyway, I've got my hope. It doesn't actually have to be a Monday night game. That's just kind of the funniest outcome for as much golf as possible. It could be Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we can all just still go and play golf.
That's right. And for your bet, I feel like Thursday night might be more likely anyway.
Yes.
They'll
play the Bucks or the Panthers on Thursday night football.
Right. The Bills, by the way, in their 17-year playoff drought, had 9 home primetime games.
Okay. How many towards the end, though? Were most in the at the end when the league added Thursdays during the drought, did they not? And added an additional, like they added windows.
From the first Thursday game I have on here in 2009.
Okay, so we're like halfway through the drought?
Halfway through the drought. They played 4 primetime home games. 3 of them were on Thursdays.
Okay. But 4 in 8 years, after 0 in 8 years, pretty much.
Can you remember the 3 Thursday night games?
The 3 Thursday night games for the Bills. Wow, this is a good one.
In the drought.
Drought.
Home Thursday night football. I mean, you could just try the whole primetime.
There's going to be a Dolphins game in there for sure.
No, there won't be. No, wait, yes, there is.
Yeah, Veterans Day.
I confused that with the MUN right above it.
Yeah, that's
2012.
McCalvin had a punt return touchdown in that game.
Mm-hmm. Bills won.
So Bills won a primetime game. Of course, in the drought, they also played the Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
That was Monday night, yeah. 25-24 loss. Yeah. Romo threw five picks.
And won. So I'm trying to find the Thursdays. Okay.
Yeah, the Thursdays.
So the Thursday games for the Bills during the drought.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, boy. They would have played.
I'll give you a hint. The four. So you got the Miami game. The three primetime games sandwiched around it are all against the same team.
It's the Jets.
It's the Jets.
Yeah. There's the Color Rush game.
Uh-huh.
Red against green, where Rex beats them, and that's the first time there's a color rush red on green. We found out that colorblind people that are red-green colorblind had a tough time watching that game. The Jets.
Where is that game? I don't have that game listed, but
no?
It's definitely right.
It might not have been a Thursday.
Oh, it's in New York. That's why. Okay. This is only home.
Oh, sorry, home games.
Yeah.
So in that case, there's Thursday night against the Jets.
That's another Jets Thursday night game, though.
Before Greg Roman gets fired in week two.
Yep, they lost 37-31.
Yeah, fired the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Tyrod didn't play the whole game because didn't he have a 300-yard streak? Because they put the passing numbers next to that game, and it's got 307 passing, three touchdowns. But Tyrod didn't get the 307.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe someone else played. Okay, so you got that one. And you've got two more Jet games.
Two more Jet games, I mean, that are here in Buffalo?
Yeah. One's a Thursday, one's a Monday. 2009.
Okay.
Against the Jets. Not really memorable to me at all.
Score?
19-13 in favor of New York. That's a Mark Sanchez game. I mean, this box score. Lindell field goal. Feely field goal.
Let me guess. The Bills had 213 yards of offense.
How about this? The Jets did. Oh, no. There's a touchdown. The Bills did not. They had 194 yards of offense.
Well, let's hope the schedule release goes better than the Today Show attempting to schedule Josh Allen, which is not happening today either. He is not on the Today Show. He's not on Monday. He is not on today. When will he be on the Today Show? Who could possibly tell?
Maybe never.
Their pursuit of Josh Allen make a 30 for 30 on it because they can't get him. They thought they had him. There was report, we're going to have him next week, and now it just didn't happen. So Josh will not be on the Today Show. Deion Dawkins will be on tonight as part of the NFL schedule release. That's on NFL Network. He is a part of that show. So welcome to schedule release day. We'll get the full schedule. There have been some leaks. Not a ton on the Bills yet. There's also going to be announcements today. Netflix announces today what probably the other two Christmas games.
Yep.
And you'll get a little bit more along the way. So we'll keep you posted. But we've got some schedule stuff. The leak on the Bills is that they'll open Sunday Night Football against the Bengals.
Yeah.
That seems to be gathering momentum if possible.
Mm-hmm.
If momentum could possibly be a thing, it'll be Sunday Night Football at home against Cincinnati. Would that be one of the times they wear their new patch? The farewell Highmark Stadium patch?
Maybe. First game of the year.
Yep.
At home. Unless they won't wear it the whole year.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They could just wear it the whole year.
They could. It would only be at home games, you would think.
Yeah, but
they could wear it the whole year. I don't know what the NFL rules are on that. Maybe it's just a couple times. It's at least once. One of the press releases said at least once.
But if it is Cincinnati at home week one, I'm very into that game.
Yeah.
And just seeing that is one of the few remaining measuring stick games, in my opinion, for this team, because they've played the Ravens and the Chiefs so many times. And both teams have beaten each other in different times of the year, whereas this is just, I mean, it's two matchups.
Yeah, they have not played that many times.
Yeah, it's two matchups and two drives in the Hamlin game. And I don't tend to do this as much as others, but a lot of people just throw out the playoff game because you were just...
I definitely do not.
Mental exhaustion and, like, they weren't into it, and Hamlin had happened a couple weeks before, and... You could even use the two previous games for that, right? Like, they played horrific against Miami, and they played pretty bad against the Patriots, too, but they won because of kickoff returns.
Right.
So, you could do that. I don't. But to me, it's two games. It's two games, and they've looked pretty bad. So, it's been 2 years since then. This is a different Bengals team, also. It's a different defensive coordinator than you had then. It's probably a different defense. You might not have Trey Hendrickson anymore.
Right.
So, to me, in terms of... potential openers that they could start with. I don't know how many I would have ranked above it.
I predict that by the time we get to that game, if it is Bills-Bengals to open, that some will treat that game, I kind of did jokingly, as a referendum on whether or not you should pay wide receivers big money. You know, wide receivers are a big-time conversation. It'll be a does everybody Eats work or does Chase and Higgins work? And the answer is, of course, I mean, Chase and Higgins – up to this point, they finally started getting paid. Most of Cincinnati's time has been on rookie contracts for those guys. They have a Super Bowl appearance with those two guys on rookie contracts. Now that they've paid them, there are plenty that think it won't be easy for Cincinnati to build the rest of the team. Now, Chase is signed for much longer term than Higgins is, so we'll see. It will be really interesting, though, because the one thing about the Bengals is, you said, two games. But what do the Bengals look like when they play the Bills? They look like the Chiefs' offense. They look like they have the answers to the test. And not everybody looks like that. There have been games against Mahomes in the regular season. There have been games in the regular season against Lamar and playoffs. And, you know, pretty much every quarterback up and down, the Bills have looked like they have some answers. Burrow is the one guy who looks like Mahomes in the playoffs. He has the answers to the tests against you. So, as an opener... I got a couple different things working there. If it is, in fact, Bills and Bengals on Sunday Night Football, which I think is juicy for the Bills, it's juicy for the league, it's juicy for fantasy football. I mean, it's a great Sunday opener if that's what it is. And it would be an incredible first test for the Bills' new-look defense. Because when they lost to that Cincinnati team in the playoffs, you know, you could write it off as Hamlin had happened and they're mentally exhausted. The stunning thing about that game was how the Bills' defensive line, which has since been rebuilt maybe multiple times, the Bills' defensive line did nothing against backup Bengals offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They were down three starters, and they were able to just kind of do what they want. Cleat gate is a part of that, right? Do they have the right cleats on?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to it. And Burrow just winged it all over the field to Ja'Marr Chase. The Bills defensively were really backed off. That was Leslie Frazier's last game with the team as well.
Yeah.
Like, too passive. So... it's one of the reasons I love that game as a potential first matchup, just because let's get right to our narratives. Let's get right to, is this Bills defense improved? Has Sean McDermott, you know, with the help of Brandon Bean, put together a unit that can finally get off the field on third downs against teams with elite quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be a great test. It doesn't mean that it would tell the full story of the season. But if they were to beat Cincinnati in the opener in a Sunday night game, I think you couldn't possibly puff your chest out farther for the season going in. You already think they're going to be good, just as good as last year.
Yep.
Playoffs, Super Bowl, like, we've got all the expectations. And if they finally, like, hey, real quick, we just slayed another dragon along the way, now there's no one we know that they, matchup-wise, are just ill-equipped to beat.
Yep. I think it would be that on offense, too, but I would expect that it would look pretty good for them on offense if that were the matchup in week one, because I just don't know how much better the Bengals should expect to be right away after being so bad defensively last season and spending some assets on that this offseason, but they might lose Hendrickson again. We'll see on that. Week one, I mean, the Bills will probably look, if that was the matchup, they'd probably look great against the Cincinnati defense.
Yep.
And is that Josh Palmer? Is that Samuel bouncing back? Is that Coleman? Like, is it James Cook still probably not signed going off? Like, there would be narratives derived from that side of the ball, I would think, as well. It would feel like the right time to play Cincinnati, in that you get them at a time when they're pretty bad.
Usually
they're early
really
in the season.
Bad at the beginning of the season.
But if they, you know, if they do look similar offensively, especially to how it's looked before, you kind of have the whole season to go, all right, well, they need to do more on this front, and they need to be better here. And, you know, you could have this build up as the season goes on if you were to meet them in the playoffs too. Well, that was a long time ago, and now we have a better idea of what we are and a better idea of what they do.
And you'd have two more players because two guys come back off of suspension.
Hoyt and Ogunjobi. And to that point about the Bengals in week one, they have lost five of their last six week one games. And, like, they're bad teams in here. New England last year, they lost 24-3 to a Deshaun Watson Browns team 2 years ago. I mean, geez.
It's unbelievable.
They lost to Pittsburgh in overtime the year before that. They won. Their only win was against Minnesota in overtime. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Seahawks. They lost to the Ravens 20-0. I mean, their week one results, especially under this coach, have been just abysmal. So, I don't know what it is about them that time of the year that gets them, but they are a slow starter. So, I'm into it.
It'd be juicy. And fire the get the juices flowing pretty early.
You're right, though. There would be nothing, I think, that could do more confidence. Even, like, I mean, because they've beat the Chiefs.
Right, even beating the Chiefs, beating the Ravens.
Their defense looking dominant against Cincinnati's offense
would be great.
Is there, I don't know, there's anything else that could happen in week one that would get people going for the season like that. Against any opponent.
Right, let me try.
Maybe if it did it against Baltimore, it would feel the same.
Let me try a few on. Thumping New England. Hey, nice offseason. Congratulations. Your quarterback's really good and exciting. 42-3.
Yeah.
And that might do it.
I don't know, though, that everybody thinks New England.
Oh, I know.
Is like,
I know. But it would just be. It would be like. It'd be like last year when the Bills ended the Dolphins season in week two.
Right.
Remember? It was, hey, all right, yeah. Miami, let's see what they've got. Nothing. It's over.
Miami, the season, Miami was favored in that game.
The season
too,
is over.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
And the Bills have done that to Miami a couple of times.
Yeah. That, I mean, they did. If they did that to Miami again, that was a week one game, that would probably feel pretty good.
Yeah. 803-0550 is our phone number. 1-888-550-2550. Couple guests on the way today. We'll have Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast at 8 o'clock. Talk to him about maybe some Carolina recommendations. He's down there in Carolina. If the Bills go to Carolina, that will be the stadium takeover of takeovers. There's one thing about the road schedule. You know, sometimes you go on the road to see a cool city, cool stadium, Ireland, Carolina. Mm-hmm. I don't know how cool the stadium is. Never been there. You've been there. Is it super impressive? Maybe not. That would be a game to go to because you know the takeover will reach levels that have maybe been previously never seen before.
Definitely.
When I tweeted yesterday about Carolina and the golf trip, the number of people that wrote back to that could fill a stadium. And then they don't all want to golf and go on the golf trip. But the number of people that live, oh, I live 2 hours from there. Oh, I live 3 hours from there. I'll be at that game no matter what.
Yeah.
The Mafia is going to take over Carolina. It will be one of those games where when they wrap it up, the Bills fans are talking about how it was as loud as a home game. Like that's my prediction. If that game, you know, whether it's primetime, 1 o'clock, it'll be a scene.
Mm-hmm. You could check out the big Panther statues that they have outside and set your expectations for the Buffalo statues. I will say the stadium itself there is not that impressive. The concourses were pretty nice, though.
Yeah.
Like, big and wide,
roomy.
And roomy.
Like a roomy concourse.
Yeah, I like a roomy concourse. Updated enough, I would say. Like, nothing in the, everything looked pretty new, I would say, in those concourses. I don't have a ton of NFL stadiums to compare it to. Like, I've been to Gillette, the Philly Stadium, but the rest of it was fine. It's fine. Nothing special. By the way, correction from earlier when we were running through the Bills drought primetime games. I might want to rescind that Thursday night Jet game in 2009 because that game was in Toronto, a listener pointed out.
Wow. I did not remember they played a Thursday game in Toronto.
Right. So it was only two. It was two home Thursday games from 2012 to 2017. Nothing before that.
Well, we get the schedule in full later today. How much of it will be leaked ahead of time? I've seen a couple games, like one, Tennessee opens on the road at Denver. T's and P's to Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Good luck. Denver's defense is good. And you're opening on the road against Denver. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the soft landing spot you might have wanted. So they'll leak out along the way. We'll get you plenty of other things. An Islanders guest at 8:30.
Yep.
To talk about Lou Lamoriello, who, real quick, I'm entering my old guy phase, so I get to do this now. Uh-huh. You know, like when you get older, you're allowed to not know things. The picture of him at the airport, real?
I think so. It's at an angle where it's kind of tough to tell. It could just be an older gentleman
that's dressed as Lou Lamoriello for Halloween.
That's the thing. It looks a lot. The haircut, the way he's dressed, and bag even. Like, everything screams, oh, that's Lou Lamoriello.
I guess the question would be, why would he go through the airport, not like to, you know, one of the private, just fly in on a private
jet? You
got to
find him private?
Yeah.
Lou Lamoriello?
Sure.
Why?
Because you're an NHL franchise.
Oh,
because
you have the Sabres flying him in private.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I guess they could have. I guess.
Sure.
I don't know.
You're trying to impress this guy and say, come be a part of our operation. He's flying.
He's flying a coach.
He's just flying in. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. On Lamoriello,
I'm going to want to talk about that because, again, there's been reporting that the Sabres have reached out to him and been interested to speak with him. Whether or not he would take a role with the Sabres is who knows. But the number of people that hate the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Hate the idea. I want you to explain that to me like I'm five, all right? You ready for that?
I think I am.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
Yeah.
Not to say you're wrong, but I'm just going to need to hear every single reason why hiring someone who has, you know, chops is bad. Because they might be old chops, but he's got chops.
Mm-hmm.
And might be boring chops, too, but they're chops. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, 803-0550. So, an Islanders guest on what happened on Long Island before they won the lottery and how Lamoriello got the axe and became a free agent. And, of course, we'll track schedule leaks and news along the way and keep you informed this morning. Give us a ring if you want, 803-0550 here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.